here, holding that Yud Beis Zomer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ein Poidin, you cannot be Poidin, you can't redeem the Petah Chamor, if you have your firstborn from the Chamor. Loi the Egel, you can't use the Yon Kef, that's not called a Seh. For Loi the Chai, you can't use the Chayom. Rashi says, it's not a Tzvi, not an Ayol, not a Deer, not a Rim. Loi the Shruta, you can't use even a Seh. If it's Geshochtem, it has its dead already, has a Shchita done to it. There has to be a live Seh. For Loi the Treifa, it can't be a Treifa. So Rashi says, a Treifa means, Shenechtuchu Raglein min Akubu Lamala. A Treifa, that it can't, that its leg was taken over, that it's cut off its leg from above its knee. And we'll see in Gemara why these things are possible for a pigeon b'chor. Tetachamor. Now, v'loi the klayim, you can't use this seh that came from klayim. That means Rashi says, tayish, ha'abo ala rochol. Let's say that's of an ease. Let's say if a goat comes upon a lamb, so even though a lamb, the mother was a seh, but since the father was a goat, that's also possible. V'loi the klayim. V'loi the kri, and not a kri. A kri is a suffix chai, a suffix behemoth. So these things are not called the seh, therefore it's possible. However, Reb Lezer matter the klayim. Reb Lezer holds no, the klayim it's mutter. You could be poyed the tetchama with the klayim. The v'neishu seh because it's called the seh. Rashi says the bein rochol or bein eis kriin seh. And no matter what, the father, even if he was an eis, even if he was a goat, that's also called the seh. So if even though it comes from a goat and from a lamb, that's called the seh. It's still kosher the pigeon tetchama. But the Yosef B'Kfi, Kfi is no good because it's not the same, maybe it's a Chaya, it's not called a Seh. But when they show Safik, because it's a Safik. Now the Mishnah says, Nosnu L'Kayin, Ein Akoyi Rishon L'Kaymoy. Nosnu L'Kayin actually says, A Petach Amor, let's say somebody gave the Petach Amor itself to the Kayin. Instead of redeeming it with a Seh, the Yisrael gave the Petach Amor itself to the Kayin. So Lachri is, Ein Akoyin Rishon L'Kaymoy. The Kayin himself cannot keep it. Even he has to first redeem it with his seh. He has to be paid the his own petach amor with his seh first. Now the Gemara says, Mas nisin mani ben bagbag hiya. Mishnah Chura goes according to ben bagbag. The Tanya will learn like this. Ben bagbag says, Nema kan seh. It says here in the Pashot, petach amor seh. For Nema lahalun seh. It says by Korban Pesach also the word seh. So ma lahalun prat lachol ha-shemus alalu. Just like by Korban Pesach is Tosla Nego Mechaya Leshruta, is Afkan here also, by Petach Amos also, Prat Lechol Hashem Asalalu, comes to include all these things, it's not including the word Seh, that's what Mishnah says, all these things are possible by Petach Amor. So Rashi explains why by Pesach are these things possible. So Rashi says, because the Pesach says, first of all, it doesn't come from Ego Bechaya, the Siddha says, Seh Minak Vosim Minizim. Now, v'loy shokut, v'bin in shchit l'shem pesach, you have to shech l'shem akorim pesach. U'klayin nami loy d'klayin main krevim l'gabi mizbeach. So therefore, these things are possible for korim pesach. So within here also, it's possible for ped nechamor. So the question is, the Gemara is the question of Solim Cain, if you make this gzera shodiv, so why don't I say, imal halen zokor, korim pesach, has that to be a zokor, tomim, complete, ben shon, only 1 year old or less. Afkar, maybe also the seh to be paid the petach amor, maybe also is only a zocher, and it's not the word. The Mishnah before said zocher in a keva, and also tomim, and the Mishnah before that, the Mishnah in a balmum, or ben shon, only 1 year old, not more. So why don't I say this also then? Someone says, no, tam lehman, this the pasuk says, tipode riba. It's an extra word, tipode ribui, that even though it's more than a year, you know, it's in a keva, you know, it's a balmum, so it's kosher of a pigeon petach amor. Someone says, let's say, E tipod the ribui, that's marbo. You say, I feel it called haninami. So say the first thing is also, maybe it's a ribui, even a chaya, even a shrut, even a trefa. So more so, no, I'm king of soul, seh mahanali. What do I do with the gzeva shav, seh? So my answer, there is the gzeva shav, to say it has to be a seh. And those things are not kachsorn in the etzim, bain of a seh. Mashenkin in the kevo. As that kachsorn in the etzim, din the seh, or else the balmum, therefore these things are still kosher, la pigeon petach amor. Because it's not a korban dikaloch, it's tam seis of a seh, that's still called a seh. Now the most question like this, ma lifted to ben pekua. What's going to be if you have a seh, that's a ben pekua. That means shanim tzarashi says, chai bebehem eshruta. You shechted the mother, you shechted the lamb, and inside the lamb you find a baby. So the loch is that the baby is called the ben pekua. So if that's a seh, is that kosher pigeon petach amor? So much for this. Ali, but the Rebbe Meir let you both. According to Rebbe Meir Shita, I have no shayla. The Chivun Diyom, Rebbe Meir, since Rebbe Meir Shita is, said Ben Pekua Tzayin Shchita, Ben Pekua Nid Shchita, is so Semal Yehub, Shita is called a Semal Yom. I have no suffix. Elakiti Bolak, where is my shayla? Live there, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir Shita. The Amr that they say, Shchita, Seimoy Metar Rosoi, that since you shechted the mother, and the Uber was inside the mother's stomach. So the Shechit is same as the mouth of a teeth, you'll not eat it without its own Shechit, even us walking around now. You'll not eat it without a Shechit. If so, I have the Shiloh, is Kibisa with the Kula Damya, is it called like a meat in a Dekula in a basket, and then it's not called the Seh, and therefore it's like come out like a Shechit already, and you can't be played with it. I do, maybe no, I do, Makiva on the Hashtag, Miyu Reis, Vyotna Mice, now it's running around. Seh Karina, but it's called a good Seh. So that's a shayla, is it called a seh or not? Sumer says, Mazuchu Omar ain't poidim. Mazuchu says, yes, it can't be poidim with it. For Ravashi Yama poidim. Ravashi says, no, it could be poidim. Now, Omar lay Ravashi la Mazuchu. So Ravashi says back to Mazuchu. My diet, so what's the reasoning? Why do you want to say Mazuchu? To say it can't be poidim with a ben pekua, the Yalfos mis Pesach, learning out from Korban Pesach. And it's so does it from Korban Pesach. You can't use a ben pekua. Here also, you can't use it. Rashi says, "The enakov the mezbech penetration of the shechidas gulim ki yivolet properly yotze beifin." So ben pekua you cannot be used for korban. As this is not kosher for korban pesach, that's why it's not kosher. Can you put kamar also? So yes, if so, imalahalan. If you learn nothing korban pesach, say just like over there, it's only yizochr, it's only tamin. Well, then shon has to be at least only 1 year old, not more. Maybe afkani also, opinion petachim also. Maybe you only could use a zohar or a tomim of then shono. So this answers back no, that mazutra holds the pasuk says tipotiti bode ribo that we had before. It's ma'ab any type of the seh. So yes, back Ravashi. E tipotiti bode ribo is afilu ben pekua nami. Even the ben pekua is also be called the seh. The ma'is is called the seh. Even though it's not kosher for korban pesach, it's not worse than a bal mum. Samara says no. And can if so, seh ma'hanilei. That's a swear from Ravashi, that sends that swear Mazutra, that Seh tells me that a Ben Pekua is not called a Seh. Rashi says, Seh Mahanali, or Mistav on the Muti Ben Pekua. Why? The Keshachadav is called like a Keshachdin. For Lay Seh, it's not called a Seh. For Tibodi, the Tipod is Mabba Bamum, on the cable, Ben Shteshonin. That's a Koponim Senenu. But here, that's the swear, that's Ravashi's swear. That's Mazutra's svar, where the Maisa Sinta does not need a shchit, it's geshochten already, it's not called a seh. Now, and the opposite, Mazutra holds, Rav Ashi holds, no, he could be pointed, he holds no, even though it does not need shchit, but the Maisa is still called a seh, that's included in the seh. The Maisa says, we pass him like Rav Ashi, you could be pointed with the Ben Pekua. Now we boil up a question like this, Ma'o lifto is benidma, can you be pointed with a nidma? A nidma means even though the two parents, let's say, are both lambs, let's say, but the kid now looks like a goat. So what's the halacha with the nidma? Samara says, Ali, but the Rebbe loza loy tiborloch. Of course, Rebbe loza have no shadow with loy tiborloch. Hashto beklayim, madach in the case of klayim with the parents, one was a goat, one was a sheep. He holds with the kid, you could be poido, parkinon, benidma, mi boy, benidma, where both parents are the same. Just the kid looks different. Pshita, it's still called the seh, it's kosher to be poido, petach amor. Kiti bullock, where's my shayla, libu the rabbon, according to rabbon of our mishnah. The what, the beklayim, who the loy parkinon. Maybe only by klayim they hold you can't be poido. Because one of them, the parents were different men. But benidma parkin, but benidma, since both parents are the same men, maybe could be poida. By the Malaysia, maybe no, lemais is still a nidma's tosa for korban. So see, it's not mamish the same. So maybe it's done with the kalayim. So Mor says toshima, come in here. It says a locha that porush yolda minez is a cow that gave birth to a goat. So locha is ain poidin. You can't use it for pidgin for petach amor. So this is the nidma, and this is Tosa Mashmado, Harochol Shiyoldum and Aith, Mashmado for Lamb gave birth to an ace to a goat, and then Poidin, Mashmado that nidma would be kosher if both parents were like it says. So Mor says, man, who's this go like? Elaim, a rebel, Israel's going to rebel as well, but climb, Nami Pakin, a blessed, even climb, you could be Poidin. Sakam, a poor Shiyoldum and Aith is no good. And Rashi says, like the kol shekain benidno, for lama, what do you have to say it for? So what do you have to tell me this for? Elo lab nukhur rabbonin, goes according to rabbonin shita. You see, according to rabbonin, nidme is kosher. In the first case, where Pora gave birth to an eagle, Rashi says it's no good because that's called an eagle. But over here, where both parents were says, it's called a sea even though it's a nidme. So the chur you see according to rabbonin, nidme is kosher. So Gemara says, no, it's not the pshat. The elo ma tell you, Rebbe Lezi, goes according to Rebbe Lezi. And Rebbe Lezi he. And Gufa Kamashvan, that's the Kiddush over here, that the ratio, that the Pora Shiyol, the Menezein Poida, that's the Kiddush, that if a Pora gives birth to an aid, he can't be Poida. Because otherwise, Leitema don't say Zila Basra Bidei, go after the Vlad itself, and the Vlad itself, by aid Mayalyu, it's a good goat. So I thought to say that's called the Sey, could be Poida it, El Zil Basarim, go after the mother, by Egelu, that's called an Egel. That's the Chiddush. According to Reb Lezer, even though Kalayim is kosher, but over here, Tak, it's no good, because since the mother is a Pora, that's a shame Egel on the blood. So it could be again that a Nidme is only kosher according to Reb Lezer, but maybe according to Chom, Tak, it's possible. So again, a Nidme is Tak, where the mother is a Seir, just the kid is a different type of a Seir, like the mother was a Rochel, was a lamb, and the kid is a goat. So even though they're both like Seirs, but since it looks different than the mother, that's a nidma. So according to Rabbi Lezer, it could be Obi Kosher, and according to Rabbanan, it could be Obi Ein Poydim Bo. So Rosh says, Toshima, come in here. The Tony Rabba Bashmuel, a Zil Klayim, what's called Klayim? That's Rochel Sheyoldim in Eitz. That's a Rochel, that's a sheep, that gave birth to a goat. But the Oviv Seh, its father is also Seh. So here's the question, Oviv Seh, Klayimu, if the father's also a Seh, and the mother's a Seh, so why is that called Klayim? At most, the Chur Nidmu, it's only Nidme. Nidme means that even though the parents are alike, but the kid looks different, like here, the father is a Seh, and the mother's a Rochel, two Sehs, and they gave birth to a goat. So Chur, that's not called Klayim, the Chur, that's only called Nidme. So what are you calling this to be Klayim for? Ella rather, like this. A Zehu, Domi Leklayim, what's something that's like Klayim? Tishabu Rabbanan Kiklayim, the Rabbanan has a halacha like Klayim. What halacha is like this? So Mora said, that's the case of Rochel Sheyoldim in Eitz, that a Rochel, they gave birth to a goat, the Yoviv Seh, and the father is the Seh. So Chur, there's a Nidme, that this case of a Nidme, we're telling them how the same halacha like Klayim. So Chur, Lamai, for which halacha do we say that halacha like Klayim now? For which halacha? And Rashi says, "Lamai koma d'shav rabbon lidmer tiklayim." In which halacha do we say rabbon made a nidmer like klayim? Samora says, "I lekodshim." If we're talking about kodshim, Rashi says, "Shlo yakel legavi mezbeir shnat bringer for korbin." So, what do you have to have a special limud here for? Meyhech de b'mayit klayim, meyos b'mayit nidmer. From the same posik that we say Klayim is posel for Korbin, from the same posik Nidma is also posel. So you don't have to come on like the Rabbanan made it like Klayim. It's referring to the same posik. Titania, we learn like this. The posik says, Shoroi Kesef. So we dash in Prat Klayim. There's a posel about by Kabonish, going to bring a Shoroi Kesef for Korbin. So exclude Klayim. Klayim is no good. Klayim is Taki, where the mother was, let's say, a Sam, and the father was a goat. Or else. Oy Eiz, the Pasuk says then, is Prat L'Nidma. So the kids are from the same Pasuk that's a Mayit Klayim for Korbin, we have a Pasuk to a Mayit, a Nidma also. So you can't tell me this Loch here, this Rabbanah made Nidma like Klayim, Hilkos Korbanus. So more says, Elamai what? Ila B'chor, the teacher Rashi says, Lashminid L'Kosher B'chor, it has no Kla, has no Kedushas B'chor. So Rashi says, B'Klayim Shita Diach B'chor Shok Siv, Dead Yim Mayit. So more says, E. So we dash him with this pasuk at Shehu Shor B'chor Shor. So the kitzur nidmes pasuk from this pasuk. So again, you don't have to have it's rabbanon de kalocha. It's from this pasuk the fairish that the nidmes pasuk from B'chor. El v'drash el our limud is lemaisa. So mawat hilchas maisa b'heima. That's the chiddush. Rashi d'chiyecha the klayim loy maisrin af nidma loy.
Yes, the Gemara says again, tachas mikotchim goma, no, maise beim is also like a korbin, so I learned that tachas from kotchim. But just like the nidm is possible for korbin, who are dim shit, the nidm is also possible for maise beim. So you don't have to have our limo the same with the rabbanim made nidm like klayim. El the Gemara says the petach amor. Who is talking about petach amor? Rashi is what loy parkinim bay petach amor ki klayim. That you can't be poida petach amor with a nidna. So it's saraya that nidmi can be poida the petach amor. Not only with klayim can't you, but even nidmi also it's no good. So when I says loy, maybe that's not the pshat over here. Liyor lama tell you la maisa. The chiddush here is for maisa behema, there is no din maisa behema by a nidma. So what's the chiddush though? Where this nidme, that again, the mother was a rochel, and the kid came out to look like a goat, but has miksa simonim of its mother. Says so, ma the same, I would have thought to say, that havor havor mi b'chor gomar, let's learn now ma'ase behemah from b'chor. Just like b'chor we had before, that one has miksa simonim, that it's chayiv in b'chor, it has tushas b'chor on it. And echnami, it's like a balmum, that you could shecht it, but our kopon when has kedushas b'chor on it. So I would have thought to say here, ma'ase behemah also has a locha ma'ase behemah is kamashmon. That's the chiddush known. The tachas mikotchim gomer. We rather learn out ma'ase behemah from a regular call of kotchim. Just like for korbin, nidmis posel, or then also nidma has the din of ma'ase behemah. That's the kamashmon. The din klayim ispei. The tachas gomer mikotchim yechid lemizbeach lekorev nimvreish pirkin. But it could be, and economy for pidyon petach amor, maybe a nidma would be kosher. So here we have no proof. Now the Gemara says like this, Iboilu, have a question like this. Now liftois pepsuli ha-mekdoshim. Again, you have a petach amor, could you be poider it with a psuli ha-mekdoshim? That means you had a korbin that became a balmun, and then you were poider it. And after you poider it, goes out l'chulin. So the question is now, could you use this senel to be poider petach amor? So what is this? Ali, but the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, she loy tibolot. Kivun di yama muta bano. Since he says what at the petach amor is muta bano, is so chuluni. It's a regular din of chulin. So the chuli could be part of the petach amor with psul hamadoshim. Rashi says kivun di yama petach amor muta bano koydim pidyin chulunu at petach amor. The petach amor itself is also called chulin. The yachol if doisoy bo. The lekla maimi isra chalalis, like there's no law of isra to be chalalis to say that since the psuli hamakdoshim has some kedusha like we'll see on it, so maybe you can't be poyed a petach amor with it. No, a petach amor according to Rabbi Shimon pshita is muta bano, it has no kedusha, so pshita could be poyed with a set that's a psuli hamakdoshim. But kiti bolach, where is my shaylo? Ali but Rabbi Yudah, according to Rabbi Yudah shita, the yom that he says also bano, he owns a petach amor before you poyed it has some kedusha on it. It's also bano. If so, my, what's the locha? Kivon the yosa bano, since lemaisa, it's also bano, and yisachal lissa. To be such a klalav, and yisachal lissa, you can't be pointed it with a psula midoshim. You can't put, like the mukhur, you want to take off the yisu of the petach amor and put it on the psula midoshim. But since the psula midoshim has its own yisu, you can't put the yisu on it. Or did we maybe know? Kivon the letofis pidyoinoi, since that when you're poida the petach amor, true, you're like taking off the iser, off the petach amor, but that iser is not really chal upon the ser. Like the ser, what you give to the kohen is muta bano. That's called loitofes pidyoino. The pidyon does not go over onto the ser. If so, all you're doing really when you're being poida the petach amor is just afkuya isur biyamu. You're only just taking off the iser off the petach amor, and now stam it's a mitzvah nesina to give the ser to the kohen. So maybe even though this seh has some isurim because it's a psul hamikdashim, but maybe still it's good. Maybe still you could use it to be part of the petach amor. Rashi says, "Ein lisa petach amor chal lisa de behem psul hamikdashim is for kedusha. It has some kedusha. Afilu even after you poyder it. Why? And we'll see later on the yosa begizir avoda. Now that he used the wool, he can't share off the wool. He can't work with it. So that's one sort of say you can't use it." Or else maybe no, since you're just taking off the Yisra B'yam, maybe it's Mutter. So where it says, Amur Rav Mori Bred Rav Kano, that Mizutr is so small to you, Maidich Sirbu, that the Pesuk says about Psul HaMadoshim, when the Pesuk says, Kitzvi V'chayil, that the Psul HaMadoshim has same malacha like a tzvi, like a deer, and like a ram. It comes to teach us, Ma Tzvi V'ayil, just like a tzvi V'ayil, these are chayis. you cannot use it for pidyon. Petach Hamor is af psula amigdashim ain't poidim. Who adim psula amigdashim also, you can't be poida. It's not called a seh.
So Mora says, hashtu the yasil hachi. Once you're coming on to make a drosha like this, is told Reb Shimon Ami, even according to Reb Shimon Shita, he holds that Petach Hamor is mutabah even before.